its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. And being Wednesday, it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week we feature Haven House, an East Lansing-based agency that provides emergency housing and support services for families with children. Here to tell us more about their work is Haven House Executive Director Angie Mayu. Hi, Angie.
Hi,
and
thank you.
Former client Linda Bennett. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Well, welcome to both of you to Current State. Angie, tell us about Haven House. Who do you serve? What do you offer?
Sure. Haven House is a homeless shelter for families with children. This is our 30th anniversary. We've been in business since 1983. We are the only shelter that provides shelter to families, no matter what their makeup is, what their composition is. We can take single fathers in, two-parent families, and male children of any age, where other shelters have restrictions against those family compositions.
Linda, you've been through Haven House. Tell us a little bit about your experience. What was your situation when you first got there?
Our situation was one of those where other shelters turned us away because it was myself and my 25-year-old severely impaired son. And because he was 25, he was not accepted into traditional shelters simply because of his age.
So you really had no options besides Haven House. That sounds like it makes Haven House unique.
Very.
How does that play out? Do you serve an awful lot of older children then?
We do. We have a fair amount of families that have teenagers in them, and lots of them have the male children, and there's a big change in our in how our families are made up. We do have a lot of two-parent families. We want to be able to keep them together, but there's a lot more single fathers out there than what there used to be, and so they need to be able to have a place to go to.
What's behind that? More single fathers.
I think that moms are taking equal opportunity to another level and saying, you take care of the kids, I'm going to go do something else. You have the children.
Mm.
So dads are having custody much more often of the children.
What about the need for your services over the past 5 years, Angie? Have you seen an increase, a decrease? Have they stayed the same?
Family, in Ingham County, family homelessness has inched up a little bit each year over the last 5 years. And a lot of that has to do with the economics and jobs and what's going on in our economy, and some laws that were changed in our government with cash assistance through Department of Human Services. So I think that with families with singles, there's a lot that we can do, but with families, small bumps in the road can really derail your whole family and throw you into homelessness very quickly.
Has your funding been able to keep up with the increased demand?
We have been able to stay constant. This last year that we just ended in September was a little lower than other years. As we see the economy growing, a lot of people think that there's a lot more job opportunities out there for our families. And although there are a lot more job openings, the competition is still extremely high. And so it's still difficult for them to get into employment. Mm.
Linda, how are things today for you?
Things today for us are fine. We were able to, through Haven House, we're able to go into a partnership that Haven House had with Deer Path Complex when they were refurbishing all their units.
Mm-hmm.
They had to give up 10 units to a community organization that would have special population, and homeless people are a special population. So we were able to get in there. It is a income-based unit. So we have been there for over a year now. We are making do. We are doing better than making do. We have been able to reform our lives and move on.
How's your son?
My son is still hanging in there. He has good days and bad days, but he has bounced back. The whole experience at Haven House was not real good for him. He didn't understand what had happened, why all of a sudden everything we had was gone,
mm-hmm.
and where he was, he just...
Yeah, he couldn't process it.
No, he couldn't process it, but he has come back up and is doing very well. Thank you.
Angie, where does Haven House's funding come from?
About half of our funding comes from grants, either through government grants and private grants, and also through the other half is through fundraising through our own efforts.
What did you learn about being homeless? Was that the first time you were homeless when you went to Haven House?
Yes, it was.
What? Talk to us about what you learned through that experience.
That I don't ever want to be homeless again.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant. It's very scary.
Certainly.
It's very hard for people, I think. And once you've reached the point of homelessness, everything else seems to just fall apart. You don't seem to be in control anymore.
How did people respond to you when you told them that you were homeless?
I think a lot I just got looks of, what do you mean you're homeless? Where's your house?
You can't be homeless.
Homeless. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I don't think I fit the typical family going into Haven House with the fact that I was 59 years old. Mm-hmm. And I had a 25-year-old handicapped son that I took care of. But it was through the staff at Haven House that helped me realize that it wasn't really anything that I did wrong that put us into that situation, and they helped me get my confidence back. And we went out looking for housing every day, and then when we found the place through Deer Path, and I had a mentor for a year that came every month to visit with Chris and I from Haven House and to just make sure that everything was going well. Did we need any connections to any other community services, anything they could do? And they really, really helped to get us back to where we feel we belong.
You stay with former residents then for a while after they leave. Tell us about that, Angie, and what you provide.
Statistically, families will lose their housing in the first 3 months after moving into housing, and we want to put a stop to that. We want them to stay in housing. So we have a Partners in Progress program where we have a case manager that goes out to their home and meets with them as much as needed for at least 6 months. But on average, our families are staying about 8.5 months with that program. And they're setting goals and they're doing budget, and they can be the landlord liaison if there's any issues from the landlord's end or from the tenant's end. They can assist with that. And by us being able to be there for the first 3 months, which is really difficult, get them through the next 3 months where they're stabilizing, they can make it the rest of the 6 months so they're stably housed for a year, which is everybody's goal.
Is finding affordable housing a particular issue in this in the Lansing area?
It's very difficult. And what we call affordable and what you and I would call affordable is very different. Most of our families leave the shelter and they have found affordable housing. What that means is they have enough money to pay for it. So most people pay 90% to 99% of their income towards rent.
Do you have to turn people away? Are you full often enough that you have to turn people away?
We're full every day. We turn away between 1,500 and 2,000 people a year just because we don't have the space. We've implemented some rapid rehousing where we're trying to raise funds to assist people with first month's rent and security deposits so they can move out faster, and we can double the number of people we help if we can cut the time that they're there in half, but still continue with that case management when they're in home.
And where in East Lansing are you?
We are at 121 White Hills Drive in East Lansing. We're right next to the East Lansing Post Office. You have to pull into their driveway to get into ours.
Did you feel the effects of the federal government shutdown, the partial shutdown?
Not as of yet. So far it was so good. The city funding that we have received that they get through HUD, they were able to cover those grant costs that we've had up until now. So hopefully there's not too much of a delay and there won't be one later.
Linda, do you feel like you're vulnerable for becoming homeless again?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Because we did find the reduced housing, the income-based. Had we not been able to find that, yes, we would have gone out and we would have been paying all of the $475 a month that we had coming in would have all been going out for housing.
Okay. We're talking with Angie Mayu, Executive Director of Haven House in East Lansing, and a former client, Linda Bennett. Angie, do you accept volunteers at Haven House?
We do. We couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. We have a small staff. And we depend on volunteers to make dinner every night for us. We have volunteers that come in and help us answer the phones. It gets a little hairy in the morning when everyone's calling for shelter. And the residents there need a lot of stuff getting ready in the morning. And
the people you turn away, where do they typically go?
It depends on where they're at in their situation. A lot of times they're able to still lean on their support system of family and friends. Sometimes they may go to another shelter and have to split their family up while they're in those shelters because their family can't go into those together.
Mm-hmm.
And other times there's some special programs in the county that can assist them and put them in a motel, but that's usually for only a week. And we prioritize those families and they get in first.
Linda, I'm curious what kind of relationships you formed with the other residents while you were at Haven House. Did you form meaningful relationships with people there, or does that not happen?
I would have to say no. Everybody is in such high stress when they're there, and you are confined to very small spaces, and it's very difficult for anybody to keep their business private. There's a lot of drama going up and down the hallways. And in my situation with my son, he is extreme special needs. And I had to, my devotion was to him.
It sounds like a challenging environment to keep everybody productive and healthy and not getting derailed, Angie. Is that accurate way
to
put
accurate.
It?
A lot of people do make long-time relationships through there, though.
Oh, okay. I mean, I assumed that must happen, friendships.
Yes, yeah. They do. And a lot of times, as our case manager goes out and meets with a family, we'll get updates about other families that they're still in contact with. So it does happen. She was in a special situation, and it was a good learning experience for the families that were there to be around someone who was severely disabled and have some, they had some exposure to something that they haven't before, and so hopefully they learned and grew from that too, which some of them I believe did.
Yeah, I get that. How do people access your services at Haven House here, Angie? How do they get in touch with you?
There's lots of different ways. One is they can just call our office at 337-2731 and ask for assistance through there. They can also go through 211 and they'll do an assessment with them and be sent to another agency who will do a full housing assessment and then refer them to us if needed. But families can call us anytime.
Well, we commend you for the great work you do. Angela Mayu is the Executive Director of Haven House East Lansing. Linda Bennett is a former consumer of services there. Thanks to both of you for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and Current State knows there are great people and organizations out there doing great work. We just need to learn about them. Please help us out and send us an email about these great nonprofits in the area to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the work they do.